Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Just hobo was in there for no reason again.
No, hey, look, it's one of my favorite words in the English language. It's a an endearing term, I think, to a degree.
Sure. Yes,
I mean, we're not absolutely. The hobo show of record. I mean, Petros and Money, okay. Our buddies on AM 570 LA Sports have been running that for a while. But I'll wear it. And look, and if I'm going to be unseated, why not through some nepotism? Figuring that you can get your daughter to work cheaper.
Well, that's the whole thing. Anytime you get people to work cheaper, that's what doesn't matter. Can I get close to the same job? Well, she's only 13. Doesn't matter. If it's cheaper, we'll do it. Oh, okay. Yay! Yeah, it'll be fine.
Well, right, but it's still an extra 10%, or I mean, whatever the percentage is of what I make would still be 10%, 20%, 30% to the house.
Now, speaking of percentages,
then you can start charging a rent.
That's true. Oh, see, that's true. That's right. That's why I write that down. But I do want to say, because I keep having to say this on there, speaking of things we should get, Eric Dickerson told us plaques and certificates if the Rams win the Super Bowl this year because of our role and his last interview with us and Jeff Fisher getting fired because of it and Sean McVay coming in and the fortunes of the Rams are turning. Kelly Stafford, I'm sure, is going to talk about us on her podcast about how great that is. Clayton Kershaw, I'm sure, is very excited, you know, him and Stafford. So we're getting plaques and certificates. He said plaques and certificates. I kept trying to make rings happen because I want a ring. And I think he was kind of thinking about it. He goes, rings! Rings. How about a certificate? So I might be able to work up to it a little bit, but definitely plaques and certificates. We are affecting the National Football League.
Well, I mean, look, even if they just gave me the option to buy one, right? Because sometimes they close it off at, you know, folks that are around the facility every day and, you know, folks that work in the offices, folks that would know that Eric Dickerson had led the league in rushing to help the GM out, things like that, that, you know, those folks get rings, but then some folks that are loosely affiliated will get the option to buy, you know, a commemorative one, not as, you know, bedazzled with all the diamonds, and can't wait to see what goes on there.
I want the same ring that Cooper Kupp is going to get, the same ring that Aaron Donald's going to get. Okay. I want the same ring because, hey, as good as those guys are, I mean, really, you're toiling in obscurity with Jeff Fisher.
Keep their rings. Could I have their cleats or the or the jersey from the game? Get in right now. I looked that up because I was talking to a friend of mine earlier who said he's got relatives coming out for the game. Get in on the secondary market from a couple of sources I'm looking at, $7,100 plus fees right now to get into SoFi for the Super Bowl in mid-February. That is about two and a quarter times what I paid to watch Packers Steelers at Jerry's house when it opened years ago.
And we'll be broadcasting live from the Super Bowl this year. We will SoFi.
Yeah.
We'll be there. It's going to be a ton of fun. Eric Dickerson will be there. I mean, it's going to be.
I'm going to walk up to him with an already made plaque if the Rams are playing in the game. I don't have to chase him down afterwards.
No, he's going to give us the plaque and the certificate. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I just got to make sure that happens.
Buddy,
we got to get that in writing.
He said it on the air. We're getting against that.
He could claim that Frostburg digitally altered it.
No,
Works some digital wizardry against us.
That is irrefutable proof that we are getting. I'm gonna work on the rings, but just that, you know.
Very excited, though. I mean, Radio Row, whatever shape it takes. We've got the NFL experience. We can go run some 40-yard dashes and stuff. We'll find some cool sound and, you know, interviews as you do in Radio Row. We do things a little bit differently. You might have the same guy. I guarantee you the list of questions ain't going to look the same. So I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Now, last night, we had a big debate on the show, and it's actually going crazy on TikTok today. I feel like, oh, my God.
TikTok.
Yeah, we talked about Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback of the Steelers next year. Right, and there's many reasons we threw out there last night. And a first and a third would get it done for Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Steelers really have no other choice, because unless you're going to go crazy and break the bank for Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, and honestly, do those guys want to go there to replace Ben Roethlisberger? Probably not. Maybe Deshaun Watson, but are you going to give three first-round picks and players? Or are you going to wait for a situation to resolve itself? Look, the Steelers are locked and loaded and ready to go. I'm not the biggest Jimmy Garoppolo fan, but can he throw the ball more than 2.3 yards per attempt? Sure he can. He's got a great arm. The Steelers have great weapons. They were in the playoffs this year. They'll be even better next year. Garoppolo would be a very big upgrade for them, and they're the team that needs to go get him. It's a big fit. Well, we don't want to start over with a quarterback in the draft because we don't know if these guys are franchise guys in the draft. So what do? Garoppolo's the number one guy available. And there are so many people going, oh, that's not going to happen. All people, Niners insiders with check marks, everything. It's been a big debate. Oh, that's not going to happen. It's too much to give up for Jimmy Garoppolo. Let me just explain two reasons why a first and a third, I know it sounds shocking, is something you're going to have to give up. Okay. First things first, right? With a first and a third for Jimmy Garoppolo. This is 100% about supply and demand. Because you can sit here and say, I don't like Garoppolo that much. Okay, for a team that doesn't want to waste a year of T.J. Watt or Deontay Johnson and with emerging Najee Harris, who are you going to go get that's better? Then that's when the conversation turns because, oh, wait, there's not anybody else out there to get better. There's no other guys in free agency. There's no other guys who are going to be available via trade that you're going to say, we're so incredibly upgrading. Even if you wanted to go get Tua, is that an upgrade enough over Jimmy Garoppolo? I mean, come on. Garoppolo's going to be available because the Niners have to move on. They got to go to Trey Lance or they look awful. Well, we didn't draft the right guy. Why do we do this when we already had Jimmy Garoppolo? How much better could we be? You have no choice because of the pressure of having to go to your first round pick. You can sit him for the first year like they did, but you can't sit him again. So the Niners have to move on from him. And it, like I said, supply and demand. There's nobody else out there as good as him. There's nobody else out there that will say, hey, we are okay with what we're doing right now and going and getting a guy who we can plug right into the lineup. Denver's got a great offense too, but you know what? They're hiring a new head coach. A lot of their good young offensive players are very young. They will probably go into the draft for their guy, whether it's Kenny Pickett or Matt Corral or somebody else. So the Steelers make sense. But bigger than that is this, is that if you don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is worth that, let me just say this, and this is what's going to convince you. Last year in the offseason, the Niners held out for a first-round pick for Garoppolo. Right? Nobody wanted to pay it. Right? I'm not giving you a first-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. Get bent. Take off. Jimmy Garoppolo, he stinks. Nobody wanted to do it. But the Niners said, hey, we are holding fast on a first-round pick. They played poker because in the end, they could have been stuck, but it worked out for them. Here they are playing the second round of the playoffs. Garoppolo, they won the first game. So they wouldn't take less than a first-round pick last year when nobody offered more than that. Now, let me ask you this. Here we are, January 19th, 2022. Has Jimmy Garoppolo's value in the last 6 months gone up or down? It's gone up. Why? Because he's been a great quarterback? No, he's been good. He's got a handful of 300-yard games, got a handful of big games. The Niners win when he plays, right? That's simply what it's been. And so now when you look at it that way, here's a guy that they wouldn't take more than less than a first round pick a few months ago. His value has only gone up because of the way the Niners have played. Look, if Garoppolo stunk and the Niners were 4-13, yeah, no, then it's going to be a third round, a fifth round pick, whatever it's going to be. But his value has gone up. And it's going to be a bidder's market. There might be other teams that want to get in on Garoppolo. The Steelers make the most sense. So, yeah, a first and a third round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, that would probably get it done early. And if I'm the Steelers, I try to do it right away. This is the offer. We got to have it right now. You really going to hold out and say, maybe I'll get more than a first and a third? You're talking about the Steelers saying, we're getting our franchise quarterback for at least the next couple of years that we can be better at. Because if we were doing X with Ben Roethlisberger, we can do Y and Z with Jimmy Garoppolo. That's why the Garoppolo value has gone up. It's not that he's great. It's when you market against what else is available, and has he increased his value? Yeah, it's pretty easy that Garoppolo will be a highly sought-after guy in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, go down the list of guys that are projected to be free agents. Right, and even if you want to go into the backups for other teams and start talking about trades, that's a whole other animal. But I mean, yes, Ben Roethlisberger, you're not bringing him back, right? Period. That's done. Mike Tomlin did the respectful thing. Kind of joked about mobility being one of the requirements. Well, Jimmy G's not the most mobile, but he does make key plays alive, right? Allowing for Debo and Ayuk and Kittle to find a little space. Ryan Fitzpatrick, okay. Run around shirtless in Buffalo is one thing. Do you want him on your squad? Probably not. Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, Tyrod Taylor, the man of the many weary travels. Jameis Winston, right? Did they decide to not bring him back to New Orleans because you've got Taysom Hill? Did you see enough to decide he's your guy? Jacoby Brissett, Teddy Bridgewater, Marcus Mariota. Right, some of these, you've got unrestricted free agency. You've also got others, options that need to be looked at, whatever. But then you start getting into guys like Flacco and Trubisky and Tim Boyle and Blaine Gabbert and Chad Henne. Yes, Chad Henne's still out there. He's on Kansas City for folks that don't know that. Still kicking around. But the point is that you don't have much in the pipeline. And Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins can say all the great things, you know, hey, I was the scout team guy representing this, that, the other for Haskins, for Mason Rudolph, you know, this is my attitude. I love it, right? Guys want their opportunity to go and compete. But to your point about the young talent there, a lot of those guys are going to come up and get ready to get paid, right? That's what we talked about and whenever we referenced that whole Seattle, you know, Legion of Boom, Russell Wilson, all of those guys, they all came up together at a 2 to 3 year period. And then one by one, you had to figure out, all right, is this guy, you know, a guy that we have to keep around? And then you're making hard decisions because everybody's got to get paid. Steelers are going to get to that point too. You're already seeing it with the receiving core that they've assembled, right? You got some folks that would love to see James Washington stick around because in big spots he's made some big catches for him. You know what? He's probably a casualty of all this. Maybe he sticks around because he won't command the big dollars based on what his role has been. But just to the point of they've got a number of guys that are coming up for contracts. We talk about Juju Smith-Schuster, Deontay Johnson, go on down the line. The only guy that's set, two guys, are Harris and Freiermuth because they're rookies. Okay, so they're cheap. But everything else, you got to make sure you're paying. You still need work on that offensive line. There's a lot to do. So what do you give up? You give up draft picks. Yeah, your team's got a good situation. We talk about stability of a franchise and the ability to, you know, kind of have a blip and then keep moving. That's all fine and good. But you can find those guys in later rounds. If it's going to require a couple of picks to go and get your next quarterback, whether he's there for 3 years, 5 years, whatever the case may be, you have to go and do it. And as much as I know it hates you and pains you to say it, Jimmy G's that guy. What the compensation is, I don't know. That's throwing darts, right? Because that's all how much you can finesse and what actually happens with Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and the aforementioned Deshaun Watson. Who the hell knows what goes on there, right? Thoughts that Caserio wants him to stick around and that maybe they can mend that bridge is part of all of this. So, yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. But that kind of compensation for a quarterback to keep the line moving and keep you competitive in the division is a no-brainer.
Just get used to it. Jimmy G to the Steelers, first and the third. It's going to happen. Just get used to it now. It'll be okay when it does.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike, check. Hey. Mike, check. Hey.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, 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 wow. Frank Vogel watch going on right now.
I figured I was going to get more, train whistles and whistling. And, well, the cymbal comes back.
Now,
well.
You know, listen, T-shirt, now this has been really like a D-minus night so far. All the Jimmy references, we didn't get the Jimmy drops, all the other things. I feel like he's been a step slow tonight. I mean, I'll be honest. It's like, you know, okay, well, maybe he gets his head in the game a little bit because there's stuff we're missing. I think people expect certain things.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
A D-minus.
Yeah, D-minus. I mean,
I'll
normally,
take it.
Normally you are a
he's
solid.
He's like, I still pass. Yeah, check's still gonna clear.
Mom, don't worry, I passed. Okay, don't worry about it. I'm fine. I'm gonna go to my room and put my headphones on now. Don't worry about
think
it.
Think about all the kids that got an F, Mom. Come on.
Yeah. How many were that? Two. How many in your class? 38. All right. Well, at least you're in the top 36.
He's in the meaty part of the curve.
But yes, yeah, so far. Frank Vogel watch. Wow, 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 wow.
I like the gong better.
You can't just play the gong for everything.
Why not?
You default to the gong for everything.
It's
now.
So
you can't
cool.
do that. You can't
it's
just
so
default
cool.
to the gong.
Dude.
The gong is great. But
Harmon brought it up, and I like it.
You can't just make the gong anytime you want. I mean,
I feel
gong.
Like our appeal and brand can make anything happen.
Okay.
This is all true. Right.
Okay.
This is true. I mean, look, you got everybody mad about Jimmy Garoppolo. I still, you know, and one of the things I mentioned yesterday with all that, because we're getting it on Twitter, at How About a Fresca, at Swollen Dome, all sorts of trade theories. And one guy brought up a point I've been saying all along. What if they don't like Trey Lance? And they want Jimmy to come back one more year. I don't discount anything with the way front offices work. Doesn't mean the guys that are in charge always know. But in San Francisco, they rebuffed offers this past year, and everybody thought Trey Lance was going to be the guy. Lo and behold, Jimmy G still reigns supreme.
Jimmy.
There we go. See, now T-shirt's got it.
C plus?
I found it. No, you're up to a D.
What are you trying to get extra credit?
You're up for
I mean,
a D
what are we doing?
To a D. You're
I need
to
extra
D.
credit.
You're up to a D. You're up to a D. Is there, excuse me, Mr. Williams, is there any, I know I haven't been doing well, is there any extra work I could do to raise my grade? Because I got to be eligible to play the saxophone in the band. Is there anything I can do? Can I do some kind of experiment with a Bunsen burner? Is there, what can I do? Can
need your
you
car
help
washed.
Me? Can you need your car washed?
I can wax listen, it.
Don't worry about the final exam. That car just shines. Hey, nice job. Don't even come in on that day. I'll just say you're sick. All right, okay, great job. You got an A, my
go.
Friend.
Key is always just to remember, if a syllabus only has three potential grading points on it, you're in trouble. So you may want to look at that class hard before you commit.
Now, speaking of class for a second, I do want to say this, because this is a red-letter day in college football. We found out that Stetson Bennett is going to return to Georgia for one more season. Bennett, who fresh off winning the national championship, put out a tweet today saying, one more year, let's roll. And so if he's coming back after winning it all, well, JT Daniels, the quarterback he replaced, is now entering the transfer portal again. JT Daniels, who started at USC, then got in the transfer portal to Georgia. Now he's going to be somebody else for his last year of eligibility. We now have, Mike Harmon, our first official college football journeyman. Right, he's a journeyman. JT Daniels, college football journeyman. Started a little bit with USC, lost his gig. Started a little bit with Georgia, lost his gig. Now he's a college football journeyman. You've never had that before. You never had to, but now we have, because of the transfer portal, we have a college football journeyman.
It's always one of the things I love watching. Now, you know, I love the business behind all this and where NIL goes and which teams are rapid response in terms of building an infrastructure to make it all work. So you got JT Daniels, but you also still have Quinn Ewers, who's got credit for all the shifting he's done before taking a snap. So he still, to me, is the leader in the clubhouse as a journeyman.
The thing is, he hasn't even started
his journey.
Yeah, so you can't be a journeyman until your journey starts.
He's like the guy, I mean, Look, let's go to the Open, and I'm being called a hobo. He's the guy standing there with the stick and, you know, all his bundle of possessions waiting on the train to start.
If he gets to start and then goes again, yes, I will say okay. But now this is a three schools, three quarter, you know, the quarterback, start a little bit. No, first college football journeyman.
I love it. No, that's good. If I ever get to meet him or he does a public signing, that's the inscription. That's a lot of words. I was like,
yeah.
No,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll cost me a little bit more, but really, it would be a unique inscription.
CFB journeyman. Hey, congratulations. This is awesome for you. Yes, I know. It's great. Who knows? Maybe he goes one place and then he doesn't make it out of the season as the starter, gets in the transfer portal again. Oh, my God, he could be on his fourth school. That would be awesome.
I mean, that's better. That's a better tag than Mr. Irrelevant, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey, I've been a big-time recruit for USC, Georgia, wherever else I want to go.
Well,
hey,
look how many teams wanted me.
I'm big time. He's not going to transfer and go, you know, and sit there and go to, like, Miami of Ohio. No, he went from USC, upgraded to the national champion, going to get a ring. He's got to go someplace big. Watch out.
I like this. This
college
is
football
good.
Journeyman.
We should track him just like Bill Bixby at the end of The Incredible Hulk. That's kind of what I'm thinking here.
Eventually, we're going to be close to trades, and Georgia will hold on to him and trade JT Daniels for like a four-star DB that they didn't get. It's not working out for you at Oregon. Hey, we got JT Daniels. How about a trade? Okay, great. All right, yes, you're replacing Mario Cristobal. You understand? Now you have your quarterback. We get a good four-star DB. We're good. We're going. I'm telling you, we can't be that far away from trades. You think I'm only half kidding? We could be closer. That could be the next thing.
No,
we don't like the transfer portal anymore because it's too much. It's too difficult to follow. It's too difficult to navigate. It's tearing college football apart. Instead, we're going to trade players. Oh, okay. Yep. Well, that's fine. All right, great. So I can control where a guy goes. I can get something for him. And then when every player signs with a team, all right, give me your five school no trade list. Okay, that's Syracuse and Oregon State and UCLA. And give me your no trade school. These are schools I will not go to. We're that close to trades. It's close to happening.
He was traded for a four-star cornerback and $250,000 towards the rejuvenation of the training facility and a bag of balls.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, today was a very big anniversary in the National Football League. There's a 30 for 30 coming out on this game coming up in a couple of weeks. The Tuck Rule turns 20. Raiders-Patriots playoff game, the game that really announced the beginning of the Patriots dynasty. The Patriots trailing the Raiders in the snow in Gillette late in the fourth quarter. The Raiders, Charles Woodson sacks Tom Brady. Greg Beekert recovers the fumble. The game is over, but no. Walt Coleman says the tuck rule because the player was trying to tuck the football back in, and that means it's an incomplete pass. The Patriots keep the football. They go down to kick the game-tying field goal in the snow. Adam Vinatieri kicks the game winner in overtime. The Patriots go on to win the Super Bowl over the Rams, and that bleeping Patriots dynasty is born. All right, let me just say this about the tuck rule. I understand the rule. It's a bad rule. It's a really, really bad rule. And the number one thing about it is that if you want to sit here and say Tom Brady was trying to tuck the ball back in, no. His throwing motion is gone. All right. He patted the ball against his left hand. He is standing upright in the pocket. He is not trying to tuck the football away. It did not fall out of his hand. He tried to throw. He came back with the football. The ball touches his left hand. He pats it to his left hand. Then Woodson hits him. Then the ball comes out. I don't know on what planet that's not a fumble, but apparently it was not a fumble. It was not a fumble on Gillette that day. It's one of those games where I go, boy, if you told me the NFL was fixed to get some kind of result, that's the play I would look at. Because no matter what you want to say about the rule, that was not the play. I don't know how you looked at it on replay and said, yep, nope, completely. Tom Brady was like, no, he had control of the ball. Once you bring it down and you touch your hand to the other hand, you're trying to get a grip to throw the football again. He's standing upright in the pocket. It's a fumble. It's a fumble. And I this is the last time I want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about it when it turns 25, when it turns 30. I don't want to talk. I mean, the 30 for 30 is coming out. It was a fumble. It was an absolute fumble. And no matter how you want to explain the rule, that's how it should have been adjudicated. And it wasn't. The Raiders were jerked out of a trip to the Super Bowl. It should have happened. And instead, the Patriots go when they didn't deserve it. There's nobody that would have said that's not a play. I know the Patriots had the tuck rule come into effect in a game earlier in the season against the Jets. They were on the other side of it. Look, I get the rule. I said it's a bad rule. I don't like the rule. But if you want to impose it, all right. But that was not imposed correctly in the game against the Raiders. Watch the replay. You'll see it. The ball touches his left hand. He's standing upright. It's a sack. It's a fumble.
It's already been addressed. Look, as part of the documentary, what is going to be fun is that you've got...
No, nothing's going to be fun. That's not going to be fun at all. It's not going to be fun. Why would I want to watch that again? Why would, it's one of the most horrible endings to a football game I've ever had. I'm not going to watch
Charles
that thing.
Woodson decided he was going to preemptively pay off a bunch of FCC fines. As he cursed about it. No, but they got those two together to talk about it, reenacted all of that fun. Hours of interviews with each of them.
Good. Did he tackle Brady like repeatedly to reenact it? I hope he did.
No,
he
I don't think so. I mean,
Charles Woodson
maybe
hates
he had a
me for some reason.
Someone else, you're going to take this hit. And obviously Brady saying, I wish I'd recognized what was happening there, right? Ha ha ha. Well, in the end, it doesn't matter because that's the way it rolls. Right, calls go bad against your squad. You can't then just complain about it for 20 years. This screwed us, man, and it changed us forever. It's like, you know, now get over it. All those guys have been long, long retired.
Yeah, but
Charles Woodson hates you.
He
for
does.
What,
I
don't
know.
But
and
he does.
I'm still saying I hope Charles Woodson tackled Tom Brady when they did that thing.
Yeah, we're going to see him in a couple of weeks, I hope, out here for
well,
Super
I don't
Bowl
know.
Stuff.
I don't know.
And I want to see how long he holds your hands this time as he shakes your hand and stares you down.
The worst part about this is that that play is never getting reviewed and called that way in the NFL now. All right, that play was called a fumble on the field, and what's the rule you always hear? Right, when Mike Pereira comes on, they say the same thing. Remember, there's got to be irrefutable evidence to overturn this on the field. Was there irrefutable evidence that told you Tom that was a tuck play? No, again, you look at it. Brady's touching the football to his hand. He's standing up in the pocket. Okay, that's a fumble. There was no irrefutable evidence, and that's what the most embarrassing part of this is that still the way that replay gets officiated, it varies so widely from game to game. I really do. I want a documentary on what it's like to watch games with a replay official and how they arrive at decisions and why decisions are so different than they're made across the NFL, whether it's the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA, how some crews can make some snap decisions on a play that clearly looks like it should be overturned and others with all the evidence in the world go, yeah, I think we're going to let it stand. I really want to see that because I watch this and I go, they looked at this for a while. And granted, it's not quite the other 20 years of looking back and experience that you have now in the NFL. But how do you look back at that and go, oh, no, that's irrefutable evidence. The Patriots get to keep the football. I mean, come on. Really?
Incontrovertible. There's no need for the jury to retire. Look, we look at the referees. You know, you want your Carl Sheffers. Alex Kemp, Lan Clark, Sean Hockley, they're your top four. Scott Novak rounding out the most penalties per game. So that's what you know. And if you're the Cowboys, you don't want to see any of those five on your crew because you're screwed.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, Frank Vogelwatch. Halftime. I was going to say at Staples Center. Halftime at the Crypt, and the Lakers lead the Pacers 56-50. LeBron's got 18. Talen Horton-Tucker off the bench with 10. So right now, Frank Vogel is safe. Now ask me again in 2 hours if the Pacers go on to win this game, like 118-97. Maybe that answer changes, but right now, Frank Vogel watches. Okay, I got to say, the meter at Frank Vogel watches tonight is now down near zero. If you're watching the meter go, like it's one of those sound meters when you, oh, look how loud they can make it, and you watch the needle move. Right now, it's down near zero. The Lakers are up by six at halftime. So that needle is down near the beginning.
So since he needs a long winning streak to keep it going, does he run into the post-game media session yelling, "You like that?" Like he's Captain Kirk after every victory? Or, I mean, how does this work now? Does Magic Johnson have to have another tweet that would signal the death knell like a puff of smoke electing a new pope? I mean, what do we do? And does anybody really believe it actually does anything? Because if they really thought that guy, right, guy was in the building, they would have already fired him, which means they have no confidence in the other coaches on that squad right now.
Listen, it's Linda Rambis just has to convince Jeannie Buss that Kurt Rambis should have the job, and that's when it changes. That's how it goes.
I think they're sending out the signals. Bring him back from exile. Bring him back from the desert. It's time.
We got more NBA coming up in about 10 minutes because we got to talk about the night Joel Embiid had tonight. But earlier today, a statement was made by one NFL team, and I saw it and heard it, and I just said, they're just lying to everybody. In the wake of getting eliminated in the playoffs, the Eagles, which had a big run. I didn't think they could get there. They didn't have a talented roster. Jalen Hurts played pretty well for a guy the team had absolutely no confidence in. GM Howie Roseman of the Eagles had a press conference today and said, oh, yeah, 2022, Jalen Hurts is our quarterback.
Take a listen. We got to do whatever we can to continue to help him develop. And how do we do that? By surrounding him with really good players. Players continue to grow. That's a huge part of developing. How they are in their second year is not how they're going to be in year 4, 5, 6, and 7. And they're also products of the people around them.
Yeah, that's a load of crap. That now they believe in him. They've wanted to replace him for the entire year. No matter how well he played, no matter what he did, they've wanted to replace him. They've wanted Deshaun Watson. They've wanted to move on. What they're doing now is basically just saying, oh, yeah, we absolutely expect him to be our quarterback now. So you got to come at us with an offer. All right, we want to show you that we have an asset now in Jalen Hurts, because you can't tell me for a second they believe in him as their long-term starter. Suddenly, all the evidence he gave you all year long was he put points on the board. The team wasn't playing well. They still didn't want it. Midway point of the season, Deshaun Watson to the Eagles still could have happened if Watson had his legal situation taken care of. But now suddenly, now Jalen Hurts is the guy? No. They still want to move on from him, but now they want to push up the fact that he is a big asset. So now in any kind of trade they make for a quarterback, whether it's Watson or somebody else, hey, we can send you a pretty good guy going back the other way. So if we make some kind of big move or big move, hey, we can send you a guy that you want that can come in. Hey, Packers, if you're losing Aaron Rodgers somewhere else and we're going to get X, Y, and Z, hey, we can trade. You want Jalen Hurts to battle it out with Jordan Love and you'll feel better about your quarterback situation? Hey, go ahead. We have an asset now. That's all the Eagles are doing, is saying we have an asset, so now we have the ability to do some things where you can trade for a quarterback and just give one back in return. Because anybody's going to trade a quarterback, whether it's the Seahawks or Russell Wilson, whatever they want to wind up doing, hey, they're going to want somebody back. Well, here's Jalen Hurts. Okay, we could do a lot worse than that. And they would just throw him in. He would be a throw-in in the deal. We still want all the draft picks. Okay, and we want Jalen Hurts. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we got a guy we're not paying any money to for the next 3 years. So, okay, he'll be our quarterback until we figure it out. Maybe he's a star, but if not, we'll go get somebody else. We need somebody that can play right away as we rebuild our team. So, yeah, the Eagles are basically saying, we now know we have an asset. Do I think Jalen Hurts is going to be under center for the Eagles in the fall? They're going to do everything they can to make sure that is not the case, and they have a new quarterback and Hurts is somewhere else.
Well, I don't know that I'd go that far. I mean, the guys you mentioned, yeah, sure, you upgrade if Russell Wilson, and even that's a debatable thing at this point. He hasn't played particularly well, right? If everybody was going to, you know, be honest about it, he's not been the same guy the last year and a half plus, and anybody that starts citing the touchdown to interception ratio, I give you Exhibit B, Carson Wentz. the guy that you bashed all year long. So just because you like one and not the other doesn't mean it's, you know, they're not one and the same in terms of that evaluation process. I mean, they do have Gardner Minshew, so they have two quarterbacks under contract for next year for under $1.9 million total. So you got that going for you. But when you look at it, if you can bring in a guy, and Wilson I kind of put off in the side, and maybe it's just a you'd like to say you had him, right? If you're the Eagles, that you can take the shot at revising and renewing and getting the most. I mean, I think a lot of that was, yeah, Jalen Reagor really failed us in big spots. And, I mean, he's got to be better in year three, doesn't he? Wishing, wanting, hoping. Yeah, Hurts still has a lot to grow as a quarterback. 61% completion rate. But with his legs, extending plays, the identity that the team began, you could win with him. But if you can get one of these other guys that are presumptive top five to top seven talents, you have to explore it, right? I mean, you'd be foolhardy not to. And that was the whole thing with Tua, the same thing. You know, it doesn't mean they don't like you. They just may not love you. Now, Brian Flores clearly just didn't like him, which is a whole other thing. And that's a story that nobody knew until, well, the party was over, right, when all those reports suddenly came out. But you know, you could win with a guy, but if you can get one of the top-tier guys, you'd be an idiot not to pick up the phone.
They would move Jalen Hurts for Mike White. Just get anybody. Just give us somebody.
Really? You had to jam him in?
We'll make a move for Mike White. Hey, we'll trade him for Mitchell Trubisky. How does that make you feel any better there, buddy, that I said your guy's name? Except for Trubisky?
Yeah, he can quarterback.
You feel better?
29 and 21 as a starter.
Yeah, they don't want him. They just want to let everybody know he's available, but he's an asset. Don't come to us with some kind of crazy offer, but now we can give you back a quarterback as we go get somebody to upgrade from Jalen Hurts because they've always wanted to move on from him. Twitter at How About a Fresca Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Coming up next, are we about to get a real exciting NFL head coaching position filled? This is Fox Sports Radio.
Wow, 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 wow.